We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
And good morning. Welcome to Focus. This is our morning talk show. My name is David Inge. Glad to have you with us. And we're very happy to have back here on the program once again the man we like to call our chef in residence. His name is Doyle Moore. And once a month, on the first Wednesday in the 10 o'clock hour, forever. We've been doing it forever. It's just been forever.
It has been forever.
I don't want to make that sound like it's been a burden. No, it's been a great joy that for a long time, on the first Wednesday, he's been here, and we talk about food, and we always have fun. He starts out with some topic in mind, something he'd like to talk about. No rules here, but that gives the show some kind of a thing to concentrate on, at least to start off with. And then people call in and they share stories and they give us cooking tips and they have contributed recipes. And occasionally we've done some troubleshooting here. Occasionally someone has called in and said, look, this is what I'm trying to make. And I'm doing something wrong. It's not working out. What do you think I might be doing wrong, and would you have a suggestion for something for me to try to see to get this to work? And Doyle often said, well, yeah, you know, try this or try that, you know, try it and see what you can do. And so this time around, appropriately enough, because it is so hot, he said, well, okay, yes, it's hot, but you still want to have something good to eat. And there are plenty of things that you can make and serve that are cool or cold. And it's so that makes it kind of wide open. Cool cooking for hot summer days. That's what we're doing this morning. And questions welcome, recipes welcome. Whatever you want to call and say hi, that's swell. 333-9455. That's the Champaign Urbana number. Toll free 800-222-9455. You can also email us at will-talk@illinois.edu. So this is one of those topics you think, you know, well, yeah, I know why it is you picked it.
Exactly.
Because it's just too dang hot.
It is exactly that. And also it reflects the way I have been cooking. I generally respond to things that the zeitgeist, you know, whatever mm-hmm. is going on, mm-hmm. That's how I sort of picked the topics that we're doing. And I thought, gee, you know, some more cold stuff would be kind of good. And I've come up with some of my own recipes, and then I've talked to other people about some of the things that they like. So what's cool?
All right. Well, we already have a caller here. You want to talk with
sure.
them? Sure. Okay, we'll do that. And they are in Urbana, and line number one, right here. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling with a wonderful cold soup recipe.
Good.
That it makes in an instant, well, 5 minutes at most. It's a borscht.
Oh, great.
And, last time I spoke to you, we were talking about citric acid.
Yes.
But this one uses lemon.
Lemon, yes.
Okay. It's one can of beets.
Now, how are the beets? What do you mean?
I'm talking about cans. Just take a can.
Whole beets?
Oh, well, sliced beets.
Sliced beets, all right.
On the blender. One can of diced tomatoes.
Diced tomatoes, yeah.
Most borscht. One can of broth, either vegetarian or beef.
One can of broth, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then blend that.
So and, tomatoes, beets, and broth.
Right. And then don't forget the sour cream.
All right.
The same amount approximately as the other ingredients. And this is to taste, but I love it sour. So I take two lemons, small lemons, a bit of garlic salt, and whiz it away, and keep it in the refrigerator. You just,
right.
And just drink. If you want to be elegant and serve it in a bowl, I put it with a dollop of sour cream. But and I also use yogurt if anybody is
sour cream or yogurt. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Oh,
Is that simple?
Oh, that's not only simple. That was on the top of my list of things that I wanted to do because I have never had a cold borscht soup. In fact, I don't even know if I've had a hot one, but I mean, it's just not something I know how to make. And
well,
I thought,
in the wintertime, I'll call you with a cabbage borscht recipe, but this one now is for cold weather.
Oh,
it
boy.
It's so refreshing.
And it's instant. And yes, I like the diced tomatoes because I can also get those without salt. They're diced tomatoes. And a can of beets and a can of broth of your choice.
Yes.
And sour cream.
Yes.
And whiz it up.
Whiz it up and garlic salt.
Is it pretty in pink?
Oh, it's gorgeous. It is the most, I want to dress in that color.
Oh, my.
But the most I get is stains, which is really too bad.
Now, is this sort of a thin soup or is it thickish?
Well, depending on how much sour cream you put in it, it could be either. As I said, you can drink it by the glass.
I see.
Or if you want to serve it in a bowl with, as I said, a dollop of sour cream. And don't forget the chives just to make it pretty.
Okay, chives, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Great.
Wow.
I hope you enjoy it.
Well, I'm going to go home and make that this evening.
Okay, don't forget keep it chilled.
That's the whole point.
Yes.
Oh, I'm glad. I've wanted to taste that for so long, and I can't be any easier than that.
No.
Beets, tomatoes, broth, and sour cream, and lemons, and forget the garlic salt. I'll put the garlic in it, and chives.
Okay, well, that depends. You know, some of these things are to taste.
Yes, yes.
If it's too sour, put a little sugar in.
Oh, I've got my citric acid.
Okay.
All right.
But in this one, I don't like citric acid.
You don't?
I really like lemon.
Okay, well, I've got lemons, too. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks.
You're quite welcome.
See, that's a really lovely thing about the show. People call in, they give you the great stuff. And here, you know, not only does this satisfy the idea that we want something cool, but it's so simple. There are only a few ingredients. Yeah. They're canned, so you could have those things on the shelf and have it ready to go.
Exactly.
And you just put them in your blender or food processor or whatever, and you're done. Well, you want it to be, obviously you want it to be cold. So maybe you do that earlier in the day, and then you put that in the in the refrigerator, as Uncle M would say.
The ice box.
The ice box. That is what we called it when I was growing up.
And it still is.
The ice box. And you're ready to go. That's great.
Well, I like that. And as I said, I had this fantasy thing. Oh, I want to know about a beet borscht. So we get number one. Good.
Okay,
thank you very much.
We have some other folks here. The guest here on this morning on Focus is the guy we like to call our chef in residence, Doyle Moore. Please, it's a purely honorary title. Let's not be confused about that. But he's here once a month, and it's always on a Wednesday on the first show of the day. And we talk about cooking, and we always have fun. And his thought was this time around again was it's because it's so hot, you need something that's going to be cooling when you eat it.
Yep.
And maybe it would be even nice if it was something that didn't require making a lot, you know, generating a lot of heat in the process of making it. Next, we will talk with someone in Danville. Line 4. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes.
I have a recipe that I got over the radio from Wisconsin Public Radio about 3 months ago. And
yes.
I've made it about 10 times, and I'm getting ready to make it again.
Good.
It's a cool salad. And it starts with one can of black beans.
One can of beans.
Black beans. Yes. And one can of pink kidney beans.
Oh, pink kidney beans. All
and
right.
Both of those you drain and rinse clear.
Yes.
Now, I have found the Bush's black beans to be the most true black. And I've never found pink kidney beans. I can get light red, but anyway, there you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then one package of Chupeg corn.
Chupeg corn, yes. That is a Green Giant. Chupeg corn, yes.
And one, you combine all of these, one green pepper chopped.
Green pepper, yes.
1 cup of chopped celery.
One celery.
And 1/3 to 1/2 cup of chopped onion. I generally use Vidalia. Red is nice.
Oh, yes. Vidalias are in yet, so they're there.
And then one jar of pimentos drained.
Pimentos, yes.
And you combine all these. Then there is a dressing, which includes 1/2 cup, I'm sorry, 1/4 cup of cider vinegar.
1/4 cup of vinegar, yes, cider vinegar.
Yes, 1/4 cup of sugar.
And 1/4 cup of sugar.
1/2 cup of olive oil.
Okay.
You heat the vinegar to dissolve the sugar.
Oh, all right.
Mix with the olive oil and pour over the vegetable mixes, and then refrigerate at least 2 hours or overnight.
So black beans and kidney beans and shoe-peg corn.
Yeah, the pink kidney beans.
Pink kidney beans.
I've looked here, and I've looked in various stores in Champaign, and I can't find anything labeled pink kidney beans, but light red is what I get.
Now, I think that pink kidney bean might be a common name of another bean. It seems to me that there's a shift in names. I'm not sure.
Been using the light red.
Red, pink.
The colors are just gorgeous.
Black and pink and white and green.
Well, yes,
and green pepper
green
and celery.
The red pimento and the textures, the crisp celery and the green pepper.
Oh, yeah.
And the beans, which would not definitely be crisp. And the recipe is came over the air from, as I say, from Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yes.
To serve it with baked corn chips of some sort. And the first time I made it, I found some corn, whatever they call it, with that look like small muffin cups with, a fluted
Dippers, yeah, little dippers.
And I did get that, but and if I were to take this to a potluck, I would, serve it with that.
Have that
but
for
at home, I just love it. And the most it lasts for me is 3 days in the refrigerator.
That's a pretty good average. Pretty good average. Oh, this sounds good.
It is good. It came from supposedly a heart-healthy recipe.
Well, and I see there's no salt in it, which I would be very happy.
No, I don't use salt. Yep. And I'm sending it to a diabetic friend, and
good.
I don't know if that small amount of sugar would...
I think it'd be all right. It's fourth of a cup.
No, I mean, it makes a big bowl.
But you could also probably put in some Splenda if you didn't want to use the sugar. Because you could make a good vinaigrette with Splenda.
Well, at any rate, that's my contribution, and I can vouch for it.
Oh, well, thank you very, very much. I love that. That's good.
Great.
Bye.
Okay, thank you. Well, that sort of reminds me of this kind of basic black bean corn salad that you see a lot, we have a lot at our house as a side, and that's essentially it's a can of black beans and a can of corn, and then some bell pepper, red and green, because I like those two colors. Just add that in there. And what I put in mine is a little garlic, chop up some garlic, and maybe just a little bit of salt, not very much, and oil and vinegar. And actually, in mine, I like to put cumin, because as we all know, there ain't nothing
that's not
improved with the taste of cumin.
You know,
the only problem with the cumin is that it makes it look a little dirty.
Oh, yeah, it will.
You know, it's not as pretty because if you don't put that in there with the oil in there, and it gives it a nice sort of shine. I mean, it can be a very pretty dish. I like the taste of the cumin, so it's not as pretty. But
I do too, and I'm interested in the fact that has now become an ordinary spice to have. And I remember there was a time that no one even knew what the word meant, let alone know what cilantro was. I remember when I was first introduced to cilantro, there was a lady here in town, and she was visiting, and she was from Mexico, and she was telling me how to make something. She said, well, you have to use cilantro. What is that? And at that time, cilantro was called Chinese parsley.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've come a long way.
Absolutely.
And I love it that nearly everybody on the Food Channel uses cumin somewhere. And so it's no longer just for chili, and it's no longer just for Indian cooking, the ground mm-hmm. cumin. So good for you.
Get it in the mainstream. Such a good flavor to
it's
me.
It's a really good flavor. It has a good odor and a good taste.
Mm-hmm.
Like it,
and it's really nice if you're making something like chili. If there's some sautéing involved, if you have, say, one of the first steps you're doing is maybe you're sautéing a little onion and garlic, and you've got some hot oil. If you take the cumin and you dump it in there, and sauté it just a little bit, the flavor just it gets very excited. and the smell of it really releases flavor, but it also releases that wonderful smell, and just that's a great thing.
And just think, as I say, not long ago, you didn't even know what it was.
Well, let's talk with some other folks. How about Urbana, line one? Hello.
Yes, I probably have given you this recipe before. It's, I suppose it's a soup or salad to your taste. Mm-hmm. It consists of cucumber, finely diced.
Cukes, yes. How many? You
know, well, it depends on how many people there are.
All right.
But let's say two of them. I like small cucumbers. If you had a large cucumber,
oh, yes.
Well.
All right.
But anyway, cucumber, yogurt, onion.
Yogurt, onion.
Raisins.
Oh, raisins.
Parsley. Not parsley, but dill.
Dill, yes.
And there might be something, some other things that people use. But you take the cucumber and you cut it very into very small cubes.
Okay.
And the way I do it is to cut down through the cucumber and then cross-cut it and then cut off a quarter-inch slice.
Okay.
Repeatedly.
Yes.
And then you mix in yogurt, again, to taste. I like a fair amount of yogurt. If it's thinner, it tends to be a little watery.
Yes.
And... again, raisins. I use a handful. It's to taste. And, of course, so a small onion.
And that's chopped.
Chopped. And chopped. It should be a sweet onion, something mm-hmm. like the Texas 10-15.
Right.
And it should be diced just like the cucumber. And add the a large amount of... dill, I would say 2 teaspoons at least, or tablespoons at least.
Now, is this a dill seed or dill weed?
Oh, this is dill weed.
Dill weed, and fresh would be better, wouldn't it?
Ideally, yes.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Dill weed.
And chill it. It should be cold when it's served. And
if you can wait that long.
that's a problem. But this is a staple of Iranian Persian.
Oh, yes, it is. There are several variations of that, which I find very interesting. Sometimes buttermilk is used, sometimes heavy yogurts and light yogurts and sour creams. And this is interesting because a friend of mine makes this soup and uses a chicken broth and thins it down so it's a little bit thinner. So and uses sour cream. But other than that, absolutely the same. So it's the same taste. And then push it a little bit farther, and this is very much like a raita from India. If you don't thin it down and you have it very thick,
well, of course, there's a cross influence between
yes.
Iran and well, Turkey for that matter,
yes,
too, and,
yes,
and Persia,
yes, yes.
The Iranian name for it is mustukriyar.
Oh,
must being yogurt, kriyar. Is cucumber.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you.
And I can give you an American dish if you'd like it.
Well, let's see. Do we? Yes,
sure.
Let's
yeah,
have
sure.
it. Have it.
It consists of corn cut from the cob,
mm-hmm.
finely diced tomato, not as fine as the cucumber I just described.
Yes.
Small cubes, say half-inch cubes.
Cubes, yes.
And green pepper. Cut into small pieces, and you have your choice. I think my mother always used mayonnaise. I have used yogurt, and I have used various other salad dressings.
Yes.
And chill it. And,
also, it's just tomatoes and corn.
Pepper and onion.
And green,
and
onions.
Don't forget the onion.
Yes, onions.
And it's delicious. Particularly if you can get the bicolor corn, fresh from the
garden. Oh, yes, yes.
In fact, what I do sometimes is I cook the corn for 5 minutes, and then I plunge it in cold water.
Oh, yes, okay. So it's not just raw off of the...
Oh, no.
Okay, so it has been cooked a little bit. That's good.
And I guess the important thing, which I'm sure you know, is never put salt in the boiling water.
Oh, yes. I have quit that because I have to watch salt, so I won't even make pasta water with salt.
No.
Nope.
Well, I'm enjoying your program, and thank you.
Well, thank you very much. You. Corn and tomatoes and green peppers and onions. Sounds... And if you're a little farther south here, it's a salsa.
Well, that it somehow just maybe it was just the mention of the cucumbers made me think about something that I guess essentially kind of is a salsa, although it's more sort of a Mediterranean salsa, and it's a recipe that comes from Biba Caggiano, and it was for she called it a condiment, I suppose you could call it a salsa, that goes with poached salmon. Let's see if I can remember what it is. It's fresh tomato and cucumbers, and has some garlic in it, and it has capers and green olives. And I believe that it probably has some fresh parsley, Italian parsley, in it, and some olive oil. I don't think that it has any vinegar. I think that's pretty much it. I guess I don't remember anything else.
And where is this from?
Herbal. From an Italian cook named Biba Caggiano.
Oh, yes.
And it was odd because it came out of an old book that I have. Remember Leo Buscaglia?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
It was a book that somehow the two of them made together. And the idea was that it was about celebrating and being with friends, and the recipes were kind of organized. So if it was just you and one other person, or if it was you and a couple of other people, or if it was you and a whole bunch of people, and it's a really nice recipe, it's also poaching is such a good cooking method for when it's hot because it doesn't make a lot of heat,
right.
And you pretty much cannot overcook the fish because of the way you do it. You make a corps bouillon, you take some water, and in that you boil carrot, celery, and onion. And so then the liquid absorbs that flavor. And then after you've done that, you just take your fish in there, and you turn it off. You just put the fish in there,
and then
just sit there for, I don't know, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is. And then you serve it with this condiment, which is really good. It has a very fresh, sort of cool taste, although it has that nice salty thing going on there because it's got the capers and the olives in there.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
It's really good. A really nice combo. And then you serve your fish. Essentially, you serve them room temperature, or just slightly warm out of the cooking liquid. Or actually, it could be something that you actually could serve cold. And then so either your condiment can be room temperature or it can be cool.
What fish do you use for that?
I've done it with salmon.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, my.
And it's a really, and all those things seem to just be very happy with one another. And I have not made that in a while, but it's a really good recipe and it's a perfect summer kind of thing.
Tonight's the night.
Well, maybe that would be a good idea. Have a little Pinot Grigio with that. Fix you right up. Let's talk with some other callers. I better shut up here. And the next is Urbana, line two. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
I just wanted to make a comment about cumin.
Yes.
I use it as an accent in apple salad.
Oh, my.
And you don't use very, you just use your regular apple salad recipe, and just a little bit of cumin gives it, because of the sugar that's naturally in it, the sweet flavors, it gives it a nutty flavor.
It would, but by not very much. What do you think that is? A half a teaspoon?
Oh, maybe even a little less.
A little less. So it's just really a dusting almost. Yeah.
Just a hint, and it just gives it a more complex nutty flavor.
Cumin in apple salad. I like that. That's good. Well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate it. See,
apple salad.
Like I said, there ain't nothing that is improved, can't be improved with a little cumin.
Well, that's we've proved that. Oh, my.
We are at our midpoint here. I have another call we'll get right to. This is our monthly cooking show. We've been doing it for quite a long time here the first Wednesday of the month with this man that we have long referred to as our chef in residence, Doyle Moore. And this time around, and he said, well, it's really hot. So let's talk about cool dishes, cold cooking, for hot days.
Yep.
Maybe you have something that doesn't take a lot of heat to make. That's a bonus. And maybe you're going to serve it cold or serve it at room temperature. That's good. Can be anything. That's the nice thing about this topic is it's pretty wide open. You can have it be whatever you like. And I do also, I've gotten an email here from another, for someone from another bean salad that I will give. And then actually that one we could put on our website, I'm sure, because we nicely have it all printed out. So let's go on here to another caller, and that would be someone in Champaign. Line three, hello.
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, listen, my Romanian grandmother used to appreciate it when I would come over to her house and wash her windows, and in return, in the colder weather, she would make me cottage cheese pancakes drizzled in honey. But in the warm weather, it was very similar to the borscht recipe I enjoyed that she made for me, similar to what was spoken about a few minutes ago.
Yes.
But there's one critical missing link there that turns borscht into a meal, and that's ice-cold, hard-boiled eggs chopped up loosely and put into the borscht and gently mixed with that dollop of sour cream.
Okay, chopped hard-boiled eggs.
In the borscht.
Yes.
Thought there was no other way to eat borscht.
Chopped.
So I want to add that to it, and hope everybody enjoys that borscht recipe. Thank you.
That's good. Mm, thank you. Ooh, that does sound like a nice. And that pink would make the eggs pink too.
333-9455. Toll-free 800-222-9455. Email will-talk@illinois.edu. For your pink and other colored recipes.
Oh, great.
Well, here is a recipe, and this is another bean salad, which I really like, and it's another one of those that's, this has a few more ingredients, but it's looks like it's something that should be quite easy to make and sounds pretty good to me, and maybe I'll just read it off. And I'm sure that people can riff on this and sort of do, you know, do combinations
well,
that they would
sure.
they would like. But in any case, this is a recipe that comes from Mettler's Cooking School. It's a black and white bean salad. So you take one can of Great Northerns and two cans of black beans, and you want to rinse and drain them. And then you will need two tomatoes, which you will chop, a red bell pepper, which is diced, 2 cups of frozen yellow corn thawed out, and I suppose if you wanted to use canned corn, I would think that you could, a bunch of green onion sliced, 1 cup of salsa, 1/4 cup red wine vinegar, 1/2 cup chopped cilantro, and 1/2 teaspoon black pepper. And you basically just put it all together. So in a large bowl, combine the beans and the tomatoes. And the person here says, be careful you don't mush up your beans. So you just kind of stir them together. And then in another bowl, you will combine your red pepper, corn, and green onions, and then stir that into the bean mixture. And then here's your dressing. In a small bowl, you combine your salsa. So again, that's 1 cup of salsa, 1/4 cup of red wine vinegar, 1/2 cup chopped cilantro, and 1/2 teaspoon black pepper. So you combine that together, stir it up with a whisk, and then toss it over the vegetables, and you're done. So that sounds pretty good, too. So it's black beans and Great Northern, so black beans and white beans, tomato, red bell pepper, corn, and some scallions. And then a vinaigrette a dressing that's salsa, red wine vinegar, some cilantro, a little pepper.
That's pretty good.
It sounds pretty good to me, too.
Do you remember when bean salad was only cut green beans? And,
the famous three-bean salad,
famous, and is sort of German in taste.
It was
sweet and sour.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Vinaigrette of sweet and
yes.
sour. And that's, you know, so there are some people that I know that still like to make that. But now we've been using these other beans. And I find, again, that shift very interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's the kind of thing that you can, I'm sure, make up your own, you know.
Oh, well, but there are so many of them. I know that people have.
Yeah.
I think somehow, there is a folk name in the South. They call that a caviar. I know black-eyed peas and black beans.
Oh,
And those two. And makes a, and so they call it a caviar,
oh,
which I
okay.
think is very funny.
Okay. And suppose you could probably even put some garbanzos in there.
Well,
if
yes.
If you wanted. Some chechi beans.
Right. I just learned how to pronounce that correctly the other day.
All right.
I always thought they were Sisi. It's chechi. You're right.
You were not raised in that part of Italy.
No, I was not. How did you know? Oklahoma is a long way from
Italy. It's a long way from Italy. Let's talk with someone in Urbana. This is line one. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hi. Hi.
Good. I called because I've got a surfeit of cucumbers, and I know you. I had to miss the last half hour, so I don't know if you've done this or not. But you were talking about cold soups when I had to leave.
Sure.
And I have a cookbook called Too Many Tomatoes, Corn, Whatever, and Good Things from the Garden.
Oh, nice.
And it has a cold cucumber soup.
Well, let's have your version. Yes.
Did you do one of those?
Oh, well, we have one, but it was unusual because it had raisins and dill weed in it. So what's yours like?
Okay, this one is fairly simple. You saute onion and cucumber chunks.
Oh, you saute them?
Saute them just for a few minutes till they soften and go
yeah.
through. And then you stir in a cup of... I suppose you could use a can, but I do chicken bouillon granules. I use chicken. You could use vegetarian.
Okay, so a broth, yeah.
And let that simmer for 5 to 10 minutes. And let it cool a bit, and then where's the dill? You put in a little dill weed.
Dill, yes.
And put that all in the blender.
Oh, okay, so you're going to put it in the blender, yes.
Yeah, and then add some lemon juice of one lemon, I believe it is. I don't have the cookbook in front of me, I'm sorry, I'm kind of redoing this.
Well, you remember these things, yeah.
You do all that, and then, I can't remember if there was garlic in there, there might be, but I'm not sure. Anyway, after it's chilled, then you stir in a cup of sour cream.
Oh, okay. Sour
and I
cream.
Think you could use yogurt if you wanted to.
Sure.
I might be tempted to do that.
I've never heard
and,
of it.
And some grated cucumber. Then you take another cucumber and grate that.
Oh, great. So you have a texture. Yeah.
Right, right. The cucumbers to begin with is two cucumbers, seeded, peeled, and chunked, and an onion.
Yes.
And then at the last, you put in a third cucumber that's been grated.
So there's a fresh texture. I've never heard of this salad started with sauté. That's
no.
new. I don't know that.
But it was good.
That's
was
good.
Yeah, but the book is kind of fun, too, because you got all this produce. What are you going to do with it? It's different.
That's it.
Yeah.
Do you remember when on one of our shows, David, it was, what do you do with these leftover vegetables that you got so many of?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A friend called in and said, put them in the compost.
I was just thinking that.
Of what to do with all the leftover vegetables. I like your idea better. And I like the idea, this is new to me, for a sautéed onion and cucumber. Now, yeah. The Chinese cook cucumber.
The Japanese cook them, and there's another one recipe in there for fried cucumber slices.
Oh, my. Ooh.
And I haven't done it yet, but it's a bit like fried green tomatoes.
Yes, it would be, wouldn't it?
You dry them and dip them in egg, and then in, I think, cracker crumbs or something.
That sounds,
I haven't tried it yet.
That sounds more fun than pickles, fried pickles.
Well, those fried pickles are awfully good.
Well, good for you.
So I should let you go.
All right. Well, thank
you. I love your show.
Hey, thanks for the call.
We'll see you later.
All right. I think if you were going to cook a cucumber, you'd have to. It would have to have a very light touch. You'd have to cook it real quick and
that's why
treat it gently.
Like in stir fry.
Yeah.
I mean, I was surprised because, to me, cucumber, it has to be cold and chopped and sliced. Or you could make a – but even if you make a vinaigrette for the cucumber, it's still cold. So I have always found it interesting that there are recipes that have fried or cooked sautéed cucumber.
Okay.
Good.
On again.
Wow.
Madison, Wisconsin, line number four.
Wonder what's happening there.
Hello.
Good morning. This is one of your fans calling. It's just hot up here, I think, maybe as it is in your part of the country. This is for a cold split pea soup.
Ooh, split pea, yes.
We make a lot of split pea soup in the wintertime and usually bag it up and freeze it. So then when summertime comes, we this is how we do it. But we've also done this with a can. I'll give you the canned recipe first.
Uh-huh.
If you take a can of split pea soup, and it could be the vegetarian, it could be with ham, don't add the, but it needs to be the kind where you add a add liquids to it.
Oh, yes, so it's condensed, yes.
Uh-huh. So, but you don't add the liquids that they call for. You add, the liquid is buttermilk.
Oh.
So you mix buttermilk with the split pea soup and squeeze in the juice of a half of a lime.
A lime?
Yeah.
Lime juice.
And then
wow.
stir it all up and then just serve it cold with a slice of lime on the top, and it is so refreshing.
That's so simple. I've only got four lines here. a can of split pea soup, buttermilk, and lime juice.
Yeah, it really, my partner calls it the national dish of Iran, but he's not Iranian, so I don't think really.
Well, it sounds awfully good. Buttermilk and split pea soup and lime juice.
Right.
I think I can have that.
I think you could. Well, you certainly could, because you can probably get, you know, salt-free
yes.
split pea soup.
Yes.
So,
well, that's
anyway.
Great. Well, thank you.
You're
well,
welcome. Enjoy that.
Sure. Oh,
thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's really, that may be one of the shortest recipes we've ever gotten.
I say it's only three lines, and one of those is the title.
But there again, it's a great, you could, well, as long as you had buttermilk, I guess, in your fridge.
Which I do.
You could, and I suppose, could you make that with yogurt? If you
yeah, you could use yogurts or sour creams or such, but buttermilk is a, yes, you could make it that, but I would certainly stick with buttermilk on this because it's just a little bit different.
It's its own thing.
Yeah, it's not, I don't think I would substitute. I would fiercely do this recipe.
All right.
Split pea soup. I might even make my own split peas.
About 10 minutes here left on this program with Doyle Moore, our chef in residence. Cool cooking for hot days. That was the topic we started out with. And it's pretty much all been callers.
Yes.
You haven't even...
I haven't even got my recipe out here. I've got one I would like to give, but because it's something, but let's talk to people.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll see if we can do that. Line one is Matt Toon. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You mentioned caviar a while ago,
mm-hmm.
I think. And I have a recipe for something called Texas caviar.
Oh,
includes a can of hominy.
Oh, my.
Which is kind of good.
Yes, it is. Texas caviar.
Mm-hmm. It's a can of black-eyed peas.
Black-eyed peas, yes.
And, or you can use black beans. I have a can of hominy.
And hominy.
A medium onion, minced, and a small green pepper, diced.
A green pepper, yeah.
Uh-huh. And a tomato, seeded and diced.
Tomato, yes.
Some parsley. And this calls for a little cilantro.
And some cilantro.
Uh-huh. And you use one small bottle of zesty Italian salad dressing.
Zesty Italian salad dressing.
It's
okay.
Very simple. You don't have to.
Yeah.
You could make your own dressing, I'm sure. But anyway, you drain the vegetables and just put it all in a bowl with the dressing. And
that's what I see. I it was in my mind. Black-eyed peas are was in my mind for the caviar. So
uh-huh.
this is called Texas caviar. Black-eyed peas, hominy, onions, green peppers, tomatoes, parsley, and cilantro, and Italian salad dressing.
That's it.
That sounds great.
Well, I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Wow.
Enjoy the show. Bye.
I suspect that some of these dishes, somebody went into their kitchen and they opened the cupboard and they stood there and looked at what was there. And they just grabbed whatever was there and they tossed it into a bowl. I'm convinced that's how some of these things get done.
Well, I think you're right, because then that means that you're dealing with procedure rather than specifics. And so it's called, you know, if I put this together, that would be like we did that, you know, and this is a procedure of doing that. Oh, that's great. Texas caviar.
Texas caviar. All right. To Charleston. Line two. Hello.
Hello, and thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'd like to offer up a couple of suggestions for substitutes. We all love sour cream.
Yes.
You can use Greek yogurt.
Oh, yes.
Readily for that.
Yes.
And just almost half the calories for those of us.
Yes.
Who are concerned.
Now, what brand of Greek yogurt do you use?
I just use what I can get.
Oh, okay.
I've used it from. I get some from Great Harvest, the World Harvest.
I don't know what
company
they have.
Up there in, yes. in Urbana.
Yes.
And there's also one that you could get in the grocery store. It's like Dannon, I think, puts out one. But it really doesn't matter. I don't think there's any particular difference between brands. But the other thing, since I can't get a decent buttermilk, use kefir, which is a fermented
milk yeah.
product. And I think it's smoother and makes a more delightful. Anything that you would use buttermilk in, use
yes.
kefir. And you can get that in any natural food store.
Yes. I think Strawberry Fields has that, too.
Yeah. And Jerry's IGA in their section
yes.
has it. But Jerry's, I guess I understand, is going to become County Market.
Oh, is that right?
Well, it is. It was just announced, in today's paper, that their store here in town, the one that's on Kirby, is going to become a County Market. The one at Round Barn is just closing. I think the one
really?
In Rantoul is going to become a County Market. But their other stores, apparently in some of the smaller communities, are doing just fine, and they're staying open. So they're not completely going out of business, but they're not going to be in Champaign-Urbana anymore.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
And the last suggestion is try using capers as an additive to some of the dishes that you want to have, just that little bit of...
Just a little spark, yes.
Just the spark of taste.
Yes. Capers are so good.
I like them, too. I think there are a lot of people who don't like them, and I'm not exactly sure why.
They are the pickled bud. They're not a seed pod. They're a pickled bud of the Caparidaceae plant. Something I learned.
They're great in, like, the three-bean salad.
Yes.
I like to add them to that. Well, my suggestions.
Well,
for...
those are good. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Fine.
We have nobody on the phone now. So if you have a recipe.
I have a recipe
better,
I want to give.
You better do it.
This is another one that I started out doing, and I've done it several times now. Mind you, I found this on the back of Cremet medium shell pasta.
Mm-hmm.
And It's weird, but you can see where the weirdness comes from. This is called Southwest Chef Salad with Shells. And I modified it a little bit because I didn't put in turkey and turkey breast. But it is a half a package, only 8 ounces, of medium pasta shells. And then 1 1/4 cups of mayonnaise or salad dressing, and then a 4-ounce can of chopped green chilies. Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
And boy, does that make a difference. And then I chop up green onions and a teaspoon of chili powder. So chili powder and green chilies, and then a half a cup of shredded carrot and a half a cup of chopped celery. Sometimes if I have Swiss cheese lying around, I will cube up Swiss cheese and put that in it. Otherwise, that's it. They want it on lettuce leaves and turkey breasts. I forget all that. It is a surprise taste because chili powder in mayonnaise in a pasta dressing. Doesn't that sound neat?
Mm.
And then those green chilies. I have made that and devoured it all by myself, over and over and over again. I do keep it so it's a couple of days, but it doesn't last much longer than that. I haven't shared that with anybody else, but I have liked this recipe so much because it's such a surprise from the sort of standard vinegar, oil, mayonnaise. Kind of mac salad, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's just a little bit different, and it surprised me. But chili powder and green chilies put in it.
Is that something that you found just recently?
Yes. In fact, this is off of the back of the Cremet
shells. So it looks like you just cut it off the back and
then
made a Xerox.
I cut it off the back and made a Xerox. That's one of the ways that I keep my recipes. And as you can see, it's stained because I've had it in the kitchen.
Yes, I have some like that.
I dug it out this morning because I wanted to, and that has been, I've done that Well, only this summer. I haven't done it very long, but boy, do I like it. It's a surprise. It's neat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. I'm going to have to leave because I have to go to the grocery store to get me that can of beets. I got to get a can of beets. And let's see. Let me get this right again. I got to get a can of beets and a can of broth and sour cream and diced. I have the diced tomatoes. I've got all that. And I've got lemons and garlic salt and chives. I may put in chopped green onions at the top instead of chives. I don't have any chives. They've all gone away.
No, yeah. Okay. And before you sit down and have that, put on your pink shirt.
just to
see if you're
you know, how'd you know I had a pink shirt?
Don't we all have pink shirts?
Oh.
Isn't a pink shirt a good thing?
Well, it's a surprise again.
Yeah, exactly.
I bought it in Cheyenne, Wyoming. It was weird. It was really weird. I asked my sister to, I said, you know, here I was with my Birkenstocks and carrying my purse, and I was in Cheyenne. I said, would you dress me right for being in Cheyenne? She says, sure. So we went down to the Wrangler, and I got a pair of Justin boots and some black Levi's, and I found this pink shirt, which was just a brilliant raspberry, just a beautiful shirt, and long sleeves and cowboy buttons and everything on it. So I put that on, and I got a new straw hat. And while I was paying my bill, the person next to me said, wow, where'd you get that shirt? And I said, right over there off of that rack. So I do have my pink shirt.
All right. And you know, what you need is a nice buckle with a big piece of turquoise on
it.
Oh,
I got that, too.
Oh, you got that, too?
I've got
okay,
that,
good.
Too. I've got about three or four of those.
That's good.
I've got those.
I remember the when that was really big the first time. Was it in the mid to late 70s? Or
yes,
was it even
yes.
before?
Yes, it was then.
Before that.
Yeah, that's when I got them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought them.
All right. Well, this is our cooking and fashion program.
Fashion program.
Here on the, we're going to change it now in the first Wednesday month. It's going to be cooking and fashion.
I'll call it my borscht shirt now.
All right. Well, you probably still want, maybe you should put an apron on. You probably don't want, it sounds pretty nice. You don't want to get borscht on your pink shirt. We got a couple of minutes left here if somebody wants to go real quick, obviously. But we've got a lot of really nice recipes. And again, I guess the thing that I like about a lot of these is they use canned ingredients and things that you can keep on the shelf and that they go together real quick. And, you know, not only is it nice at this time of the year, you don't want to be slaving over a hot stove. You don't want the hot stove, but just, something that goes together really quick is really nice.
Well, I have another recipe off the top of my head that I've been thinking about a lot this week. Because although it requires heating, it's true. It's a pork tonnado, and you take a pork roast and roast that. So that's all you have to do. And then chill it, let that chill, and then serve that with a tonnado that is made of a homemade mayonnaise and tuna fish. And then you slice it, and then you layer it with this sauce, and you put capers and olives over the top of it. And then it's served cold, chilled.
Sounds pretty good to me.
So that was in the top of my mind, too.
We got one more here.
Let's talk to him.
And the person is in Champagne, line one. Hello.
Yeah, hi. You guys were talking about all those leftover vegetables.
Oh, yes.
And I think one really simple recipe is just take whatever vegetables you're cleaning out of your refrigerator, toss them in a skillet with some olive oil, saute them, add curry powder.
Curry powder,
and a
yes.
Can of cannellini beans.
All right.
And then top it with some of that Greek yogurt people have been talking about.
You're
done at the end.
With
and
yogurt.
And it's just fast and it's easy and it's tasty. And so the curry powder and the cannellini beans, and then when you're done, you top it with yogurt.
Wow. And then other wasted vegetables.
Yeah, any vegetable you want to toss in the pot, they all just go in there really nice.
Oh, that's quick and good. I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Okay.
All right. Very good.
Thanks.
On to Pisotum, line number two. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
You're talking about fried cucumbers, and I always like looking at cookbooks, and I've never tried this yet, but it just says slice your cucumbers up and cook them in butter until they're barely tender, and then salt and pepper to taste.
Oh, that's pretty easy. And it's butter. It's only butter.
Yep, that's all it says.
Butter and cucumbers and salt and pepper.
Yeah, it says it's a German dish.
That's interesting. I would have never placed that.
Nope, me neither.
Well, that's good. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Oh, have a great day. Love your show.
You
thank
bet.
You.
So bye do bye. I.
Well, that's as you say, I don't know that I had ever before heard of or seen a recipe for cucumbers. Where you cook them.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't think that just the idea of sauteing a cucumber. Nah, it just wouldn't even have occurred to me.
And I almost think I don't like it, but I believe I do.
Huh.
I mean, it seems to be pretty rampant.
Yeah, okay.
A German dish. That's interesting. Hmm. Good.
All right. Oh, well, okay. We'll go one more here. Champagne, line one. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm surprised you didn't mention anything about pickles.
Well, I mentioned fried pickles, but tell us about it.
Well, I missed that, but I recently tried home pickling. You just throw the pickling spices and the vinegar in a bottle, and add cucumbers, carrots, and onions, stuff like that. Wait a couple of days. It's great.
Do you heat up the liquid?
Well, I use a clean jar. I understand there could be some problems if you're not careful and you leave it out, but I've had any problems so far.
So it's just a straight pickle made with a fresh pickle, isn't it?
Oh yeah, you put in some. I forgot the sugar. Sugar and vinegar.
Sugar and vinegar, but you don't boil it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I got it from a recipe, which I can't find right now. But I thought you might want to address it in some other program.
Well, yeah, sure. a fresh pickle, that sounds pretty neat.
Well, isn't that what you call a refrigerator pickle?
Well, there is that, but I believe he's...
And it's the kind of thing where you don't have to, if you're going to can them and put them on a shelf and keep them, that's one thing. But you can also can make them much more easily, and I know that a lot of people make them and think that they're really great. And as long as you eat them within... A week or something like that.
Now when Mother made them, we never ate them until 2 days. She made them, and I thought, well, she just made these cucumbers, and she wouldn't eat them until they were 2 days old.
Have to mature.
They get limp and absolutely delicious.
I'm sure.
And then I found the Amana people. Serve something like that, but they put tomatoes and onions in it, and it's served more fresh.
We got to go. We're done.
Okay.
Doyle Moore, our chef in residence. We'll see you again in, oh my gosh, it's going to be September.
Try to remember that day in September.
We won't sing. Stay tuned.